to you, brothers and sisters.
我们何等感谢主，早晨又一起聚集我们在他的饼杯面前。
We're so thankful that once again our Lord gathers us together before His table, His bread and cup.
在饼杯，我们纪念主的时候，我们知道主为着我们的缘故，照着父神的旨意，将自己完全的献上。
And then when we gather before His bread and cup, we see that our Lord, according to the Father's will, He has given Himself entirely to us.
从我们刚才所唱的诗歌，我们知道今天的信息的主题就是奉献。
And so from the main topic of the hymn we just sang, we know that the topic for today is our sacrifice or consecration.
我们天然的人是不会奉献的。
Our natural man cannot consecrate.
我们都是为自己，对不对
？We are all for ourselves, right?
但是感谢主
，But we thank the Lord.
主他为我们留下何等好的榜样
！Our Lord has set such a great example for us.
我们愿意早晨主来教我们这个奉献的一个这样的一个有在功课有学习。
And so we hope that the Lord this morning would teach us so that we may learn how to consecrate.
刚才所唱的诗歌讲奉献于你。
And so the hymn that we just sang, it says something for thee.
Yeah, 英文讲说有什么东西我们可以来奉献给神呢
？In this English title, it means what is it that we can give to our Lord?
我们是不是有一些我们可以来奉献给神的呢
？Is there something that we can give and consecrate to Him?
请我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you so much for your grace.
你把你自己完全的赐给我们
，Because you have given yourself entirely to us，
让我们得着赦免，让我们也得着从主来这样一个从死里复活的生命
，So that we may be forgiven and that we may be given this life that has resurrected from the dead。
主早晨愿意你教导我们如何来奉献。
So Lord, I do pray this morning that you would teach us how to consecrate ourselves。
我们向你承认，哦，我们是不会奉献的人。
And we do acknowledge that we are people who do not know how to consecrate ourselves.
但愿圣灵来教导我们。
May the Holy Spirit come to teach us.
而我们谦卑在主的面前说，主，我们一切所有的都是主给的。
And that we would humbly come and say before you that Lord, everything that we have has been given to us from you.
早晨你来对我们的心说话，说有什么我们可以来奉献给你的呢
？So Lord, this morning speak to our hearts so that we may see what is it that we can give to you.
哦，主啊，愿你来，真是让你的旨意，让你的心意可以成就在我们的身上。
Lord, we do pray that your will may be accomplished upon us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
早晨我们一起来交通奉献，是要交通到一个特别的奉献。
This morning, as we talk about consecration, it's a very special consecration.
就是在圣经里面记载的香膏抹主的一个奉献。
This consecration is one of anointing our Lord with perfume.
在交通这个题目以前呢，我想我们先来看一下，圣经是如何描写我们现在这个世代呢？
But before we talk about this, let's look at scripture. How does it describe the time that we live in right now?
在今天擘饼聚会的开始，我们的弟兄告诉我们说，神我们的基督主耶稣基督按着父的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这个邪恶这罪恶的时代。
Our brother at the beginning of the table meeting has shared with us that our God has come to deliver us from this evil age.
是的，这个时代我们所处的是一个罪恶的时代。
Yes, this age that we live in is full of sin.
在提摩太后书第三章一到五节这样说。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 5 it says,
你该知道末世的时候必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己。
But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self.
下面就列举了一大堆的这样他专顾自己带来的问题。
And then it's a whole list of things that come from loving self.
贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。
Lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
甚至信主的弟兄姐妹也常常是有敬虔的外貌，却没有敬虔的实意。
Even those who are believers, they can hold to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power.
是的，我们末后的世代是一个罪恶的世代，是一个危险的时候。
Yes, the end days in which we live in right now are difficult and dangerous times.
我们知道，在过去这个快两年的当中，有疫情，还有许多许多的难处。
We know that in the last 2 years, we have been going through this pandemic as well as many other difficulties.
那我们知道有天灾，有人祸，比如说像有地震，有飓风，有洪水，有龙卷风，甚至呢有战争、仇恨，还有许多不止息的这政治的对立和不安定。
There have been many natural as well as man-made disasters occurring in this world: earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, wars, hatred, political oppositions, and much hatred.
甚至在这样温暖的德州，我们在过去的二月也经历到百年一次的这样大的一个风寒风的风暴。
Even in this very warm Houston weather that we live in, this earlier February, we went through a once in a century cold storm.
还不只是这样，有些人许多人在这当中丢了工作。
And not just that, but many have also lost their jobs.
哎，很奇怪的事情是这样，有些有工作的人呢，他们把工作辞掉了。
And something very strange is that those who had jobs also quit their jobs.
所以呢，这辞职率呢是有史以来最高的。所以在英文里面有讲说，这是一个很大的辞职潮。
And so this is the highest resignation rate in all of history. Therefore, we have this term. It's called the Great Resignation.
哎，很奇怪的时候，是不是我们所处的
？Isn't this a very strange time in which we live in?
那我们很多的人在被关在家里面，或者是我们不是那么能够自由像以前一样。
And many people, they have to be in quarantine, stay at home, and we don't have as much freedom as before.
那人的心理就变了。
And so man's mental health has changed.
有想要抓住机会呢，就及时的行乐，然后及时的享受。
And so whenever there's an opportunity, we grab a hold of it to have fun and enjoy.
然后甚至有这样的词说，我们很多人就报复性的购物或报复性的旅游。
To a point where you do some binge shopping or impulse travels.
年轻人面临了很多不确定，然后他们呢也说，那我不用存钱买房子了。
And so there are some people they say and they think, well, because there's too many uncertainties, I'm not going to save money, I'm not going to make plans to purchase a house.
更不用去存退休金，因为不晓得明天会怎么样。
And there's no reason to save for retirement because I don't know about tomorrow.
末后的时候是一个危险的时候。
And so the Bible says these end days are difficult times.
所有的问题的一个根源就是专顾自己。
And the root cause is because of the love of self.
那我们这些信主的人，我主要叫我们在这个危险的时候要做什么呢？
And so for those of us who believe in the Lord, in these dangerous times, what should we do?
有一天主就问我说，如果这样子的疫情一直持续下去，可以吗？
One time, a little while ago, the Lord asked me if the pandemic is going to continue on, can it?
如果你的环境没有改变，就这样子，可以吗？
If the environment does not change, can it continue on in this way?
如果所有事情，外面事情都不改变，主要我们今天怎么样生活呢？
If nothing outwardly changes, how does the Lord want us to live?
当我们也许有灰心、有下沉、有失望的时候，我们怎么办呢？
When you feel discouraged, when you feel disappointed, what ought we to do?
我们要来转向主，我们要来读主的话。
We need to turn to the Lord. We need to look and read His word.
是的，专顾自己的结果就带出许多许多的问题。
If you look at your own solutions, it can bring about a lot of problems.
那答案在哪里呢？
So where's the answer?
那就刚刚好跟专顾自己相反的。就是我们要专注在主的身上。
It's the exact opposite of focusing on yourself. It is to focus on the Lord.
所有问题的答案就是我们来仰望主，我们来注视主，我们来听主要对我们说什么话。
The answer to all questions is to look to the Lord, to see Him, and to see what He says.
在四本福音书里面都记载了一件事情，其实有三件事情哈。
There is this particular story recorded in the four Gospels, and it's actually three different things.
是的，是讲到香膏抹主，但是发生在三个不同的场合里。
It is the anointing of perfume upon our Lord, but it is recorded in three different places.
我们若仔细读圣经的话，我们就知道说，在路加福音第七章讲到这是第一次香膏抹主。
And the first time our Lord was anointed with this ointment or perfume, it's Luke chapter 7.
第二次呢是在约翰福音的第十二章。
Second time is in John chapter 12.
第三次呢记载了两次，一次在马太福音的二十六章，一次在马可福音的十四章。
And the third time is recorded both in Matthew 26 and Mark 14.
那这两处的圣经呢记载同一件事情。
And these two passages record the exact same thing.
也许我们会觉得说啊，这些我故事我早就知道了。
Perhaps you may feel, oh, I'm so familiar with these stories.
但是我们知道主的话就是灵，就是生命。
But we know that the Lord's words is spirit and life.
愿早晨主借着圣灵把他话吹在我们吹气吹在我们的里面，让我们对主有一个重新的认识。
May the Lord use His Spirit to breathe His words into our hearts so that you may have a new understanding.
愿我们的生命被主更新，也愿意我们这样子来认识主的时候，哎，我们这个灰心下沉失望的情形，哎，我们就被提起来，我们就可以在主的面前做一个刚强有盼望的人。
May your life be renewed so that when He comes in, He could change your condition of being disappointed and discouraged to be one that is full of hope and strength.
借着奉献，我们可以来过一个荣耀主的生活。
And through consecration, we can live a life that gives glory to the Lord.
我想这个 projection 可以先停一下哈。我们等一下再来读这一段。好，那我们来看这三次的香膏抹主。
And so now let's take a look at these three times our Lord was anointed.
请大家注意啊，这三处的记载有一些是相同的，有一些是不同的。
We do want to pay attention that there are some things that are similar, some things that are different.
第一次在路加福音那边讲到是一个罪得赦免，一个感恩的爱的一个结果，用香膏来抹主。
We see that the first recording of the story of our Lord being anointed with perfume in the Gospel of Luke is about the forgiveness of sins and this thankful love.
路加福音七章三十六节说，有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那在城里面呢，有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛着香膏的玉瓶站在耶稣的背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的嘴，接下他的脚，把香膏抹上。
In Luke 7:36-38, it says, Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner. And when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and kept wiping them with the hair of her head, and kissing his feet, and anointing them with the perfume.
前几个礼拜弟兄也提醒我们，我们来聚会哈，最好自己带圣经。
A few weeks ago, our brother reminded us that when you come to the meeting to bring your Bible.
所以我们可以来看，翻圣经，来看圣经要告诉我们什么。
So that you can flip to your Bible and see what the Lord wants to say to you.
这次香膏抹主的时间是什么时候呢？就是在主耶稣开始传道的初期的时候。
The time frame of when our Lord was anointed here was at the beginning of his ministry.
那地点在哪里呢？是在加利利，在一个法利赛人叫做西门的家。
And the location is in Galilee at the home of Simon the Pharisee.
那这个香膏抹主的人呢，是一个有罪的女人。
And the person who did the anointing was a guilty woman.
圣经上说，这个有罪的女人呢，是在城里面有这么一个人，意思就是说全城的人都知道她是罪人。
And so the Bible tells us that this woman is a sinner, meaning that the entire city, they knew that this woman was a sinner.
大家都看不起她。
Everyone despised her.
哪种人最看不起她呢？
And what type of people despised her the most?
就是遵守，自己觉得遵守律法的法利赛人。
It was the Pharisees, those who hold fast to the law.
但是这个女人她知道说主耶稣要到这法利赛人家坐席呢，他就跑去了。
And this woman who was a sinner, she knew that the Lord Jesus was going to dine at this Pharisee's home, so she went.
他就带着香膏来 进到这个法利赛人的家里。
And so she brought the perfume and went into the Pharisee's home.
圣经这样讲说，她说站在耶稣的背后。
And the Bible tells us that she stood behind our Lord.
她为什么站在耶稣的背后呢？
Why did she stand behind him?
我想她一定是没有被邀请的，对不对？
It must be because she wasn't invited.
她也知道她自己不配。
And she knows that she's not worthy.
啊，所以她到宴席的时候，她没有站在耶稣的前面，她站在耶稣的后面。
And so at this banquet, she didn't stand in front of Jesus. She stood behind him.
这个时候，这个罪人，我相信那时候呢，他认知道主耶稣。
And so I believe that this sinner, she knew the Lord Jesus.
他也知道主耶稣是一位赦罪的救主。
And she must also know that he is the Savior who is able to forgive sins.
他到主的面前，他就在主的面前，他就一直哭，他的眼泪就湿了主的脚。
And so because she was in front of the Lord Jesus, she kept weeping, and with her tears, she wet his feet.
然后他就用头发把他擦。
And she dried it with her hair.
用嘴连连地亲主耶稣的脚。
And she kissed his feet repeatedly.
然后把香膏抹在主耶稣的脚上。
And anointed his feet with perfume.
哦，这是一个何等愿意来知道说自己是罪人，知道主耶稣是救主，愿意来感谢主啊，因为主是可以让他得罪得赦免的，这是一个感恩的爱。
This is such a thankful love, a love that knows that this person, they are a sinner and they need the forgiveness of the Lord.
哎，这个法利赛人他看到这样的情形，哎，他就说哈，心里面就这样想，如果说主耶稣是先知，一定知道这个女人是一个罪人。
And so at this time, the Pharisee was thinking in his heart, if this man is a prophet, he must know that this woman is a sinner.
所以主耶稣就说了一个比喻，说有两个人欠了一个主人的债，一个欠了五十两，一个欠了五两。那因为他们无力偿还，所以主人就把这两个人的债都免了。然后主耶稣就问那个西门说，这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？
And so now Jesus told this parable. He said a creditor, there were two people who owed him debts. One 500 denarii of silver and the other 50 denarii of silver. Because they were unable to repay, he forgave both of them. Which one would love him more?
西门就说，我想是那个多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。
And so Simon answered and says, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most, Jesus says, you have judged correctly.
这个人，女人一生犯了许多的罪。
This woman must have committed many sins throughout her life.
那我相信她的罪都被主赦免了。
But I do believe that all of her sins were forgiven.
所以这个女人她用感恩的心来到主的面前。
And so this woman with a very thankful heart came before the Lord.
她用她的眼泪湿了主的脚，然后用头发把它擦干，用嘴连连与主在亲主的脚，最后她把香膏抹在主的脚上。
And so she wet Jesus' feet with her tears, wiped it dry with her hair. She anointed his feet, kissing his feet repeatedly.
我们知道，惊人恩典，这个作者就是约翰牛顿。
We know that the author of the hymn Amazing Grace is John Newton.
当他晚年的时候，他说很多的事情我都忘记，我都不记得了。
In his latter years, he says, there's so many things that I do not remember. I have forgotten a lot.
但是我只知道两件事情。
But I know two things.
我是个大罪人，主耶稣是大救主。
I am a great sinner, and our Lord Jesus is a great Savior.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们是不是认识我们自己是大罪人，主耶稣是大救主呢？
Do we know that we ourselves, that we are great sinners, and that our Lord Jesus is a great Savior?
保罗他自己也说，在罪人当中，我是个罪魁。
Even Paul himself says that I am the chief of all sinners.
所以他知道主赦免他的罪以后，他爱主比谁都恳切，而且越比谁他的爱主的心比谁都真实，而且多更大。
Therefore, he knew that his love is greater than anyone else's love for the Lord Jesus.
我们知道主在地上医治了许多人的疾病。
We know that our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he healed the diseases and illnesses of many people.
甚至到一个村庄的时候，有十个长大麻风的人来见主，主耶稣让他们都医治了。
When he came to a village one time, there were 10 lepers who came to him, and Jesus healed them all.
但是只有一个人回来感谢主，对不对？
But only one person came back to thank him.
主耶稣就说得医治的不是有十个人吗？其他九个人在哪里呢？
And Jesus said, weren't there 10 that I had healed? Where are the other 9?
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters,
愿意我们不要做那个九个被医治却忘恩的人。
May we not be like those 9 who have been healed and forgot to give thanks.
愿我们做那一个回来感谢主的人。
May we be that one that comes back to give thanks to the Lord.
也愿意我们像这位在路加福音七章讲记载这位女人一样，我们带着香膏来膏主。
May we also be like this woman in Luke chapter 7 who came to anoint the Lord Jesus.
那也许你说，哎，今天我们怎么样用香膏来膏主呢？怎么来实行呢？
And so today you may ask, so what can I do to anoint the Lord Jesus? Is there something I need to do?
我们就是每个主日早早的来擘饼聚会。
Every Sunday, come early to table meeting.
我们预备我们的心，我们要把感谢来、赞美来献给主。
Prepare your heart so that you can give thanks and praise to the Lord.
哦，感谢主，每个主日都给我们预备有擘饼的聚会。
We thank the Lord because every Sunday the Lord has prepared His table for us.
每个主日我们都可以带着我们的香膏来膏主。
Every Lord's Day we can bring our perfume to come to anoint the Lord.
这个香膏膏主是因为主赦免我们一切的过犯，医治我们一切的疾病。
We can anoint the Lord because He has forgiven us of all our trespasses and healed all our sicknesses.
第二处讲到香膏抹主呢，是在约翰福音十二章。
The second recording of our Lord being anointed was in John chapter 12.
这是在复活的生命里面呢，与主有甜美的交通。那香膏抹主的结果就是整个屋子里面就满了香气。
And so here in this story, we see that there is sweet fellowship in the resurrection life, and the room was filled with fragrance.
好，现在可以打刚才那个约翰福音十二章的经文。
And now we can open up to John chapter 12, the second passage.
好，我们只要一起来读第一节到第三节哈。
Let's just read chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
好，那我们就用自己熟悉的语言来读吧。
With whatever language is familiar for you.
好，一起来。
Together.
逾越节的前六日，
Jesus, therefore, 6 days before
耶稣来到伯大尼，
came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead.
有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席。
So they made him a supper there. Martha was serving. But Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
屋里就满了香气。哎呀，这个何等美丽的一幅图画。
This is such a beautiful picture.
时间是什么时候呢？
What was the time of the story?
是逾越节的前六日。
It was 6 days before the Passover.
是主耶稣要荣耀进入耶路撒冷之前。
It was right before the Lord Jesus was to enter Jerusalem with glory.
地点在哪里呢？就在伯大尼。
The location was in Bethany.
圣经上讲说有一个人给耶稣预备筵席，但是没有讲是谁。
Here the story says that there was a man who prepared a feast for Jesus, but we don't know who he was.
那香膏抹主的就是伯大尼的玛利亚。
And the character for the person who anointed the Lord Jesus is Mary of Bethany.
我们知道伯大尼是耶稣很喜欢去的地方。
We know that Bethany is a place that our Lord Jesus loved to go to.
因为在那里有一个爱主的家庭，就是马大。玛利亚和拉撒路。
Because there was a home, a family who loved the Lord. There was Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
所以每次主到伯大尼的时候呢，他就可以在那里安息，也可以享受跟他们的交通。
So every time the Lord went to Bethany, there was a home that he could rest and he could have fellowship.
而且伯大尼这里圣经上特别的记载，就是他神主耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活的地方。
And here there's a special note. The Bible tells us that Bethany was the place where Lazarus was raised from the dead.
主说我是复活，我是生命。
The Lord says, I am the resurrection and the life.
所以我们不止罪得到赦免，主还给我们一个从死里复活的生命。
So not only are our sins are forgiven, but the Lord has also given us this life that has resurrected from the dead.
这个复活的生命就让我们可以与主有甜美的交通。
And in this life that has resurrected from the dead, we can have sweet fellowship with the Lord.
所以这三节圣经就描写了一幅很美的图画，就讲说，在这里呢，马大，在那里伺候拉撒路呢，也在那里，然后呢，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿香膏来膏耶稣的脚。
And so in these three verses, we see this very beautiful picture. Martha was serving, Lazarus was reclining at the table, and Mary brought a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard to the table.
哇，整个屋子就满了香气。
After she anointed the Lord, the fragrance filled the home.
我们就想到诗篇133篇，这样记载说，弟兄和睦同居，是何等的善，何等的美。就像那个贵重的油浇在亚伦头上，流到胡须，又流到衣襟，又如同黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
And so it reminds us of the passage in Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like precious oil upon the head coming down the beard, even Aaron's beard coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
哇，何等美的一幅图画。
This is such a beautiful picture.
在主的里面呢，跟主有这样甜美的交通。当这个膏油倒在亚伦的头上，就流到他的全身。
And in this anointing oil, we can have sweet fellowship with the Lord. This is the anointing oil that comes down from the head and covers the entire body.
这个黑门的甘露，当它降在锡安山。在这里神就把这个永远的生命这样的福赐给我们。
When the dew of Hermon comes down upon the mountains of Zion, there we have the blessings of the Lord forever.
在这四处圣经记载香膏抹主，就只有这里面讲到那时候香气就充满了整个屋子。
In these four recordings of the anointing of our Lord Jesus, only this recording talks about how the fragrance filled the entire house.
那我们会问，我怎么实行呢？
And so you may ask, so what do I do?
感谢主给我们有很多的聚会。
And so we thank the Lord, He has given us many meetings.
每一次的聚会，我们都可以与弟兄姐妹一起来跟主有交通。
Every time we gather, together with our brothers and sisters, we can have fellowship with the Lord.
我们就可以预备我们的香膏，我们来交通。
We can prepare our perfume to fellowship.
哦，当我们把感谢、赞美、荣耀来归给主的时候，整个屋子就满了香气。
When we give our thanksgiving, our praises and glory to the Lord, then the house can be filled with this fragrance.
第三次讲到的香膏抹主是记载在马太福音和马可福音。
The third time that this anointing perfume was poured upon the Lord is recorded in Matthew and Mark.
在这一处的圣经记载比较特别的地方，就是打破玉瓶，而且呢。这位女人呢，就是尽她一切所能的来摆上。
And what is special about this particular recording is that what was described of the woman was that she did what she could in breaking the alabaster jar.
时间是什么时候呢？就是在逾越节的前两天。
What was the time frame? It was 2 days before the Passover.
主耶稣已经荣耀的进入耶路撒冷，主耶稣准备要上十字架，为我们的罪受死。
Jesus had already entered into Jerusalem with glory, and he was preparing to die for our sins.
我们知道主为我们钉十字架，然后他就被安葬，然后他后来又在三天以后又复活了。
We know that after his crucifixion, he was buried, and after that, he also resurrected for us.
所以这个香膏抹主呢，是给主耶稣安葬来。
And so this anointing with the perfume was a preparation for his burial.
地点在哪里呢？
What's the location?
也是在伯大尼，但是是在长大麻风的西门家。
The location is also in Bethany, but now it's at Simon the leper's home.
这个女人是谁呢？圣经上没有讲她的名字。
And who is the woman who anointed him? The Bible doesn't tell us her name.
我们感谢主，虽然这位女人没有被提名字。
Even though this woman is not named.
但主说以后不管在哪里传福音都要来提这女人名字做纪念。
Yet the Lord does tell us that wherever the gospel is going to be preached, this woman's action will be remembered.
是的，在这一处的圣经，在只有在 这第三次香膏抹主呢，圣经上记载是有这个香膏是存在一个玉瓶的里面。
And so in this recording, this perfume, it tells us that the perfume was stored inside an alabaster vial.
而且这个玉瓶是被打碎的。
And this vial can be broken.
圣经上讲我们是什么样的人呢？
What does the Bible use? What type of words does it use to describe us?
我们连玉瓶都不是，我们是瓦器，对不对？
We are not alabaster vials. We are clay and earthen vessels.
但是这个瓦器里面有一个宝贝啊。
However, in these clay jars, there is a treasure.
玉瓶要被打碎，香膏才能流出来。
Only when the alabaster jar is broken can the perfume come out.
同样的，瓦器被打碎，宝贝才能显现出来。
In the same way, when the clay and earthen vessel is broken, then the treasure can be shown.
感谢主，这是主要我们学习的奉献。
So we thank the Lord that this is a consecration that we need to learn.
可以把这个 projection 停掉。
We can close the projection.
在罗马书十二章，我们很熟悉的圣经，保罗也这样的劝勉我们。
In Romans chapter 12, this passage that we are all very familiar with, Paul, he exhorts us.
他说将自己献身体的献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
That we are to offer up our bodies as living sacrifices to God because it is a living and it is acceptable, it is pleasing to him.
这个将身体献上，这样的一个活祭，就是一个打碎玉瓶，或者是把这个瓦器打碎的一个奉献。
This offering up of our bodies is that breaking of that clay or alabaster jar, and it is a consecration of yourself.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们是不是愿意破碎自己呢
？Are we willing to be broken？
我们是不是愿意接受别人一些责备或批评呢？
Are we willing to be rebuked or criticized by others?
或者是被主来显明我们的光景呢？
Or to be enlightened of our condition by our Lord?
我们愿意真是将身体献上。
May we truly offer our bodies as living sacrifices?
主耶稣也告诉我们说，若有人要跟从我，就要天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And the Lord also tells us, if anyone is to follow me, he is to daily deny himself and pick up his cross to follow me.
所以第三次的香膏抹主就是一个破碎，愿意把自己破碎，愿意来背十字架的一个奉献。
And so this third anointing of our Lord is one who is willing to be broken to offer themselves entirely to the Lord.
我们看了这三次的香膏抹主。
And so here we see three times our Lord was anointed.
是有一些相同的，有些不同的。
There are some similarities as well as differences.
但是我们愿意主再来对我们的心说话。
And we are willing for the Lord to speak to our hearts.
我们来看到在相同的事情上，主还有三件事情要教导我们。
And so in the same matter, there are three things that the Lord can teach us.
首先，奉献是一个爱的实行。
First, consecration is an act of love.
我们再来复习一下，这三次的香膏抹主都发生在一个宴席的上面。
So let's review. This anointing of our Lord, three times it happened at banquets.
所以宴席有谁参加呢？
And who attends these dinner banquets?
有宴席的主人，
There's the master of the banquet.
然后呢，有十二个主的十二个门徒。
And there are also the 12 disciples of our Lord.
还有一个微不足道的女人。
And of course, there's also the sinner, this woman.
这几个人当中呢，可能这个宴席的主人是最富有的。
Among all these guests and people at the banquet, perhaps the master is the richest.
那在所有人当中呢，这十二个门徒呢，可能是跟主耶稣最亲近的。
And among all these people, perhaps the 12 disciples, they are the closest to the Lord.
主耶稣说，在磨难当中常与我同在就是你们。
The Lord says, it is you who are always with me in times of trouble.
但是香膏抹主既不是主人，也不是十二个门徒。
And yet, the person who anointed the Lord was not the master of the banquet, nor was it the disciples.
为什么是香膏抹主是一个这个卑微的女人呢？
So why is it a humble, insignificant woman that it would anoint the Lord?
因为爱。
It is because of love.
我们知道圣经上记载这个香膏是非常非常昂贵的。
Now the Bible records that this perfume is extremely expensive.
可以卖三十多两的银子，差不多就是一个人工人一年的工价。
It was worth more than 300 denarii of silver, perhaps a worker's salary for an entire year.
我想是这位女人经过许多的年日，辛辛苦苦积攒来存起来。
So I believe the woman must have spent many years accumulating this perfume little by little.
也可能是为她自己结婚的时候所预备的。
It perhaps could have been a preparation for her own marriage.
但是这位女人呢，却抓住机会把香膏膏在主的身上。
Yet she grabbed a hold of the opportunity to anoint the Lord with this oil, this perfume.
所以我们要问， 在这许多人当中，谁最爱主？
So we need to ask among all of these people, who loved the Lord the most?
答案很清楚，对不对？
The answer is very clear, right?
就是这个这位女人。
It is this woman.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们爱主吗？
Do we love the Lord?
我相信我们都是爱的。
I believe that we all do love him.
我想这位摆宴席的主人跟十二个门徒也都是爱主的。
I believe that the master of the banquet as well as the 12 disciples that they all loved him.
但是只有这位女人她认更深的认识主的爱。
However, this woman, she knew the love of the Lord very deeply.
希望我们不要像在马拉基书第一章第二节那样记载，就是说以色列这边记载耶和华说对以色列人说，我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢？
May we not respond like how the Israelites did in Malachi 1 and 2, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us?
这句话我们每次读到的时候，我们心里面何等的受警惕。
Every time we read this, our hearts are greatly warned.
神他以永远的爱爱我们。
God has loved us with an unchanging eternal love.
他永远不改变对我们的爱。
His love is forever unchanging.
但是我们常常就说，神啊，你在何事上爱我呢？
But oftentimes we ask, Lord, how have you loved us?
我们知道哈，我们去爱一个人的时候，我们都是清楚的。
Whenever we come to love another person, we are all very clear about that love.
但是我们被爱的时候呢，我们有时候常常是很迟钝的。
But when we are the one receiving the love, sometimes we can be a bit slow.
过了很多年以后，我们才认识父母对我们的爱，对不对？
It's only after many, many years do we come to know the love of our parents.
那个真的是父母爱我们的时候呢，我们真是很多的时候，我们就是接受，但是我们不明白，我们也没有感受到。
Oftentimes when our parents love us, yes, we receive it, but then we don't really acknowledge it or understand it.
但是当我们认识到父母或神对我们的爱的时候呢，我们就愿意用爱来回应。
However, when we come to know the love of God or the love of our parents, we do want to respond in love.
这时候爱神就是非常自然的事情。
And so now the love is very natural.
神的爱对我们的爱是何等的爱呢？
Now, what kind of love, what kind of great love is God's love for us?
英文有一句字非常非常的好，我很喜欢这个字。叫 lavish.
There is a very good English phrase or word. It is the word lavish.
神爱我们的爱呢，就是可以说用中文翻译来讲呢，是很奢华的爱，很丰盛的爱，很阔气的爱，很慷慨的爱，甚至呢是过度的爱。
We can say that God's love is a very great love. It is one that is not exaggerated, but it is very generous and very exorbitant.
主就是用这样的爱来爱我们。
He loves us with such a love.
他的爱对我们的爱是没有保留的爱。
He loves us without any reservation.
我们如果可以认识主对我们这样的爱，我们就容易，我们就可以来用香膏来膏主。
If we can come to understand and know this love, then we can also anoint one another.
跟这个 lavish 这个字相对的，在这香膏抹主的事情，另外一个英文字。是 waste.
And so there's another word in direct, is the opposite of lavish. It is the word waste.
在这香膏抹主的时候，在我们知道在约翰福音的时候，
We know that when our Lord was anointed in the Gospel of John,
那个加略人犹大就说，为什么浪费这么多的钱呢？这个为什么不卖30两银子？去周济穷人。
Judas Iscariot said, why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor people?
所以从加略人犹大来讲，香膏抹主呢就是一个浪费。
And so to Judas Iscariot, this anointing of our Lord was a great waste.
在马太福音和马可福音，谁来斥责这个抹主的这个女人呢？
And in Matthew and Mark, who rebuked this woman?
就是耶稣的门徒啊。
It was the disciples.
他讲的话是一样的。
And they said the same thing.
为什么枉费呢？为什么浪费这个香膏在主的身上呢？
Why this waste?
我们对爱的估价是什么呢？
What is our cost estimate or valuation of our Lord?
我们对主爱的反应是什么？
What is our response of love to the Lord?
我们是觉得主 爱我们用这样子一个慷慨这样又丰盛的爱爱我们，所以我们也当这样的回应呢？还是我们就觉得说啊，主也没有怎么爱我啊，然后呢我就不用枉费了。
Do we feel that he has lavished his love with us upon us so extravagantly that we want to also respond in love? Or do we say, oh, it's such a waste not to not respond at all?
愿主来对我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
我们每一个人都是蒙主大爱的。
Because all of us have received great love from the Lord.
让我们更多来经历主的爱，来认识主的爱。
May we come to experience and know his love.
好像我们可以也用主的爱来爱主。
So that we can also love the Lord with His love.
所有的奉献在主的身上，不是枉费的。
And all consecration, offerings, and sacrifices not a waste upon our Lord.
是我们也愿意用我们对像主爱我们的这样的大爱，我们来爱主。
May we love Him with a willingness with His great love.
这就是我们对主爱的一个估量。
And so this is our estimation and valuation of His love.
我们如果在读这个约翰福音这接下面，就让我们很伤痛的一件事情是这样。
And if you continue on in the recording of John, something that causes great sorrow.
犹大觉得玛利亚用香膏膏主啊，这三十两银子的这么价钱是枉费的。
Judas Iscariot, his valuation of this perfume poured on the Lord was a waste.
但是他却用三十块钱把主耶稣卖了。
And yet for 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed the Lord.
这两个是何等大的一个对照。
This is such a great difference.
幕后的时候是危险的时候。
These end days, difficult, dangerous days are ahead of us.
人要专顾自己。
Men are lovers of self.
最后就是卖主卖友。
To the point of betraying and selling our Lord.
我们是真是愿意主来提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us.
我们若没有真正认识主的爱。
If we do not truly know the love of our Lord.
我们没有经历主的爱。
If we have not experienced the love of our Lord.
我们专顾自己的结果就是去卖主。
And then our end result will be that we will betray and sell him.
但是感谢主。
But we thank him.
这边有一个女人，她看主的价值比她所有的一切更为宝贵。
There is a woman here who estimated that the value of the Lord is worth far more than everything that she had.
所以一个是卖主，一个是奉献给主。
One sold the Lord and the other consecrated to the Lord.
愿我们都来将自己来奉献给主。
May we all consecrate ourselves for the Lord.
第二
Secondly,
这个爱是自动自发的。
This love is automatic and spontaneous.
不是被勉强的，不是被人告诉说要怎么做他才去做的。
It's not forced. It's not being told what to do, so therefore you do it.
而且不只是这样。
Not only that.
甚至别人在反对他的时候，他也愿意来奉献的。
Even when others oppose, that you will still consecrate.
在路加福音那时候，主人说。哎呀，这个人是一个罪人啊，主你不知道吗？
In Luke, the Pharisee said in his heart, "This person is a sinner. Lord, do you not know?"
在约翰福音，犹大来责备这个妇人，然后在马太跟马可福音是门徒来觉得说这位女人做的不对。
In John, it was Judas Iscariot who opposed the woman, and in Matthew and Mark, it was the disciples who also said, "This woman wasted everything."
请问弟兄姐妹们
，So let me ask brothers and sisters,
我们对主的爱是自动自发的呢，还是勉强的
？Is our love for the Lord automatic and spontaneous, or is it forced?
我们对主的爱是当人对我们称赞的时候觉得好的时候我们才摆上呢，还是当人反对我们，当人责备我们，甚至人没有看见我们做什么，然后我们受冤枉的时候呢，我们就不爱了呢？
Do we love the Lord even when other people oppose us or they are against us? Or the opposite? Do we love the Lord when everybody is praising us and saying good things about us, or the other way around that you don't when people oppose you?
是的，我们在教会服事常常会遭遇到有些误会，甚至有些意见不一样的。
Yes, in service, sometimes there will be misunderstandings or we have differences of opinion.
我们就因为这样。我们就被这些泄气了吗？我们就不干了吗
？And so because of that, you are discouraged and you no longer want to do anything.
在主的里面，我们知道主的爱大过这一切。
But in the love of our Lord, it surpasses all of these things.
别人没有看见，算得了什么？
If people do not see it, it doesn't count for much.
甚至别人责备我们，只要主知道我们的心，我们还是甘愿的来奉献，是吗？
But even if other people rebuke you and it is not seen, do you still voluntarily, spontaneously serve and love the Lord?
我们知道神他以永远的爱爱我们。
We know that God has loved us with an everlasting love.
他永远不会强迫我们来爱他。
He will never force us to love him.
所以在雅歌里面这样说的非常的好哈。他说耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿，或者说等他自发。
And so in Song of Solomon, it says, it's very wonderful. The description is that, do not awaken my love until it is time.
主不要叫醒我所亲爱的，只等到他的爱是自发的。
The Lord says, do not awaken my beloved until it is time.
主一直在等我们，在等我们知道他的爱，认识他的爱，经历他的爱。所以我们可以自动自发的来爱他。
The Lord wants us to experience His love, to come to know His love personally, so that we would spontaneously want to love Him back.
但愿我们不要让主等太久。
May we not let Him wait too long.
第三方面。
Thirdly,
这个爱不仅是自动自发的爱。
Not only is this love a spontaneous and automatic,
而且是及时的爱，是把握当时候的机会的爱。
But this love is also timely and one that seizes the opportunity.
主耶稣说，你们常有穷人与你们同在，只是你们不常有我。
The Lord says, for you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me.
所以有在加拉太书，保罗也这样劝勉我们说，有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒的一家。更是这样子。
Paul says in Galatians 6:10, so then while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
爱是要及时的，有了机会还要抓住机会。
Love needs to be timely. When there is an opportunity, you need to grab a hold of it.
允许在这里稍微做一点个人的见证。
Allow me to give a little bit of personal testimony here.
大家弟兄你们知道在九月的时候我的母亲过世了。
Brothers and sisters know that back in September my mother passed away.
其实我的父亲是在我14岁的时候就过世了。
And my father passed away when I was 14.
然后我妈妈一个人带着五个孩子长大。
And so my mother single-handedly raised 5 of my brothers and sisters up.
那时候我妈妈有很严重的肺结核，后来又被诊断出来有子宫颈癌。
And so my mother at that time that she had a spinal problem. She had tuberculosis and later she also had cervical cancer.
但是她跟主求十年的时间。
But she asked of the Lord to give her 10 years time.
所以她可以把我们这些孩子长大。
So she could raise up her children.
但是感谢主的恩典，她也有母亲将近50年的时间。
And so we thank the grace of the Lord that the Lord gave her 50 more years.
我的母亲非常爱我们。
And so my mother really loved all of us.
那时候我父亲过世，我妈妈就在做一个代课老师。
And so after my father passed away, she was a substitute teacher.
因为她还不是正式的老师，因为她没有这个文凭。
And because she did not have a certification, so she was not a full-fledged teacher.
所以她晚上呢，要去从基隆到台北去上夜间部的课。
And so in the evenings she would travel from to travel so that she could take evening classes.
差不多要一个钟头的车程单程。
And one way was an hour's travel.
所以回到家的时候常常都是很晚的，可能都十点十一点。
And every time she arrived back at home at night, it was always very late, about 10 or 11 p.m.
那早上还要去学校上课。
And in the morning she had to go and be in class.
她早上大概六点多就要走了。
And she had to leave in the morning about 6 a.m.
那我们那时候孩子还小嘛，我们那时候他这些弟兄姐妹都还小。
And so at that time among my brothers and sisters, we were all very young.
特别是我小妹妹那时候才两三岁。
And especially my younger sister, she was only 2 or 3 years old.
当我父亲过世的时候。
About the time when my father passed away.
所以呢，早上我们的早餐是怎么吃的？
So in the morning, how would we eat breakfast?
我妈就会准备一些像面包啊、馒头啊这些。
And so my mother, she would prepare some bread and steamed buns for us.
然后呢，她就在台湾牛奶是用奶粉冲的。
And in Taiwan at that time, milk, you had to make it out of milk powder.
哎，就要烧热水把奶粉冲好以后呢，他就把它放在热水瓶里面。
You would boil the hot water, you would mix it with the milk powder, and then she would put it in a thermos.
所以我们早上起来说，妈妈已经走了。
And in the morning when we got up, our mother had already left.
哎，但是我们有热的牛奶可以喝。
But we had hot milk to drink.
这个就是父母的爱。
This is the love of a parent.
这个就是一个 lavish 的。
This is lavish love.
我们的主爱比我们的父母爱更多。
And our Lord's love is much greater than the love of our parents.
那我们怎么样来回报这个爱呢？
So how should we respond to such a love?
我们要及时的来爱。
We need to love him in a timely manner.
我最后一次见到我母亲是2020年1月，我回台湾。
The last time I met my mother was 2020 in January.
那时候我回台湾啊，跟我母亲相聚，我没有想到那次是最后一次的相聚。
And that, at that meeting with my mother, I didn't realize it was the last time I would meet her.
因为疫情的关系，所以这一年多就没有回去。
And so because of the pandemic, I did not go back in over a year.
所以机会就失去了。
And so I lost the opportunities.
在这里，我愿意跟弟兄姐妹这样一个请求。
And so here, I have a request of all brothers and sisters.
如果我们还有父母在
If you still have your parents
我们还有我们的伴侣我们的丈夫或妻子在
And you still have your other half, your spouse
我们还有我们的亲我们的儿女在
If you still have your children
我们还有我们的亲戚在
You still have your relatives
我们还有我们的弟兄姐妹在
When you still have your brothers and sisters
好好的爱他们
Love them
把握机会，把握每一个机会去爱他们。
Grab a hold of every opportunity to love them.
这些机会不是会一直有的。
Because you won't always have these opportunities.
愿意我们的爱不只是停留在我们的心里面。
May our love not just merely remain in our hearts.
这香膏抹主的女人，她们没有在口头上或在心里面说主我爱你。
These women who anointed the Lord, they didn't just say with their mouths or just in their hearts say, Oh Lord, I love you.
他们把握机会。
They grabbed a hold of the opportunity.
当主耶稣与他们一同坐席的时候，他就用香膏来抹主。
So when Jesus dined with them, they anointed the Lord with this perfume.
我们知道在历代志上，那时候大卫为圣殿预备材料。
We know that in 1 Chronicles, David was making preparation for the temple of the Lord.
所以那时候他准备预备了许多许多的金银还有宝石
So he prepared much gold and much precious gems
在历代志上29章第5节这样说他说今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢
And then in 1 Chronicles 29 verse 5 it says Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢
？Who is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord？
愿这也是主今天对我们的一个呼吁。
May this also be a question, a calling of our Lord to us。
我们知道主他为教会舍命。
We know that the Lord gave His own life for the church。
那今天借着圣灵。也依然在建造教会。
And through the Holy Spirit, he is still building up his house.
主要得着许多许多的金银宝石。
He wants to gain much gold, silver, and precious stones.
所以今天他对我们每个人呼吁说：今日有谁愿意将自己献给耶和华呢
？And so he is asking today, who is willing to consecrate himself to Jehovah the Lord?
愿我们来答应主的呼召。
May we all respond to his calling.
最后我讲两个人。
Lastly, I want to speak of two people.
我们知道在我们今天这个世代里面有一个非常非常聪明有才华的人甚至是一个天才
We know that in this generation that there is a very very genius and intelligent person
叫做 Steve Jobs
And his name is Steve Jobs
他给我们带来了 iPod, iPad, iPhone, iWatch 还有很多的 i
a lot of eye materials, iPod, iPad, iPhones, or watches.
因为这些科技的进步改变了我们生活。
Now all of these technological advances have changed our lives.
哎，他所给我们的东西都有一个 I， 对不对
？And all of these things that he has given to us, there's a letter I in front of it.
这个 I 的大写就是我啊。
And this I is ourselves.
我们用这些来让我们自己更好像更方便，或者说是为着自己的益处嘛。
This I, is it just for our own convenience, our own benefit?
我们一不小心啊，这个 I 就会变得，这我就会变得越来越大。
And without realizing, this letter I, ourselves becomes greater and greater.
他是一个非常富有的人。
He was a very wealthy man.
但是呢，他用他的名字给出去的钱呢，却很少。
And yet, the money that he gave away was very small.
用他自己的名字，他有可能匿名给我们，不知道。
Or he would, giving out his name, he didn't give very much. Perhaps he did give a lot of his life.
Maybe anonymously.
Anonymously, he might have donated a lot.
Yeah, 那这个我们不知道。
We don't know.
人家问他说，你为什么不多给一些呢？
And so some people ask him whether or not he has, why doesn't he give more?
他说哈，要给钱要花很多的时间来计算，来知道说谁是最值得给的，是最把钱花在最有用的事上。
He says to give is a very difficult thing because I have to calculate whether or not it is the most useful in this area and who do I give it to.
所以有一段时间他成立了一个基金会，是专门给的。后来不久就把它关掉了，因为他觉得太花时间。
And so for a while he did have a charitable organization so that they could give. However, after a while he closed it down because it was too much of a hassle to continue it.
他没有时间来计算这些。
He had no time to calculate and estimate this.
但是另外有一个人，
But there's another person.
跟他恰恰好相反，
It's complete opposite of him.
就是宋尚杰弟兄，
It is brother John Song.
我们知道宋尚杰弟兄他生于1901年，然后呢1944年他就安息在主的里面。
He was born in 1901 and he rested in the Lord in 1944.
所以呢他死的时候其实还不到如果一减的话是43岁，但是其实呢他还没有到他的生日，他死的时候才42岁。
And so at the time of his death he was only about 42 years old.
今年是宋尚杰弟兄呢他的120岁的诞辰，所以呢两个礼拜以前在网上有一个聚会来纪念他。
And this is the 120th year anniversary of his life and death. And so about 2 weeks ago, there was a YouTube channel that remembered him.
如果讲中文的弟兄姐妹可以去看。
And there's a video, so if you speak Chinese, you can go and look.
讲英文的很抱歉，好像没有。
I apologize, there is no English translation of this video.
我们对宋尚杰弟兄的故事我们都很熟悉。
We're all very familiar with Brother John Song's life.
他18岁来美国读书，然后呢得到了本科的学士跟博士以后呢，然后他就重生得救了。
He came to the U.S. to study, and he received his PhD in chemistry, and then he was saved.
他是以前他父亲就是牧师，所以他从小就是信主，还会讲道的。但他自己真正的重生得救，然后被圣灵充满呢，差不多就是在他26岁的时候前后。
Now his father was a minister, so he was born and raised in a Christian family to the point where he could preach himself, but he wasn't born again until he was 26 years old.
然后他被圣灵他得救被圣灵充满了对主的爱以后呢，他就回中国。
After he was saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, then he went back to China.
然后我们都很熟悉哈，他在回中国的船上呢，他就把他自己所获得的这些荣誉，这些金的钥匙啊、奖章啊，通通都抛在海里面。
And we all are familiar with the story that while he was on the boat on his way back to China, he threw into the sea all the things of value, even his PhD degree, his certificates, his gold, everything.
在接下来15-16年当中呢，他为主将他的性命倾倒。用他的生命来传福音，燃烧他的生命。
And in the continuing 15 to 16 years, he used the burning love of the Lord to serve him in preaching and sharing the gospel.
有人这样子说他的服事，说他的服事呢，就像蜡烛两头烧一样呢，他在燃烧他的生命，他在浪费他的生命。
And so some people describe his life like he was a candle burning on both ends to serve the Lord. He was using everything he had to serve.
他的服事有人可以说是浪费的服事，枉费的服事，有人可以说他是 把自己完全的没有保留的倾倒，再一次的讲，这就是 waste 跟 lavish 的差别。
And so some people say that his service was like a great waste, but then on the other hand, you could say that he consecrated himself entirely, so you could say it was a lavish service of the Lord.
在圣经上有讲到三个人是为主不顾性命的。
We know that there were three characters in the Bible who served and loved the Lord not even unto their own lives.
就是讲到保罗、巴拿巴还有以巴弗提。
There was Paul, there was Barnabas and Epaphras.
这些人都是为主的缘故不顾性命。
And these men, for the sake of the Lord, they did not even care for their own lives.
他们都是把玉瓶打碎，尽他所能的来把用香膏抹主的。
And they were all willing to have their alabaster jars broken so that they could anoint the Lord.
中上节弟兄讲道的时候，他常常是失身竭力。然后呢，手足并用，所以他讲完道以后，他全身的衣服好像是泡在水里面浸过的。
And so, oftentimes when Brother John Sung preached, he would preach until he was hoarse, using his hand motions, his feet, to the point where he was completely drenched in sweat afterwards.
他有一个火热爱灵魂的心。
He had a burning love for souls.
在1931年的1月1号，他在日记里面写到这样说：“金钱名誉，非我所求。”
In January 1st of 1931, he wrote in his diary, Money is and my reputation, I do not ask of it from the Lord.
求主在这一年里面呢，能够让我领10万人归主。
Within this one year, I pray that I can give 10,000 people to the Lord.
所以在他日记上夹了一个他的支票，上面就写我们普通的支票，但是他上面用毛笔写说10万人的灵魂。
And so he had a blank check in his diary that was tucked inside, and with his brush he wrote 10,000 souls for the Lord.
第二年他向主求20万人的灵魂。
And the next year he asked of the Lord 200,000 souls.
他把自己的一切都摆上了，他就这样子用他的生命来爱主。
And he gave everything that he had to the Lord, and this is how he loved the Lord with his life.
而且他不止传福音，他也常常为他们祷告，所以常常聚会完了以后，他自己跪在床前祷告，祷告到天亮。
And so not only did he preach the gospel, but he was often praying for many people, and he had many names on his list. So oftentimes he would kneel by his bed and pray until daybreak.
在他安息的时候以后呢，他没有留下什么财产。
And after he passed away, he did not leave much behind.
有人在他一个袜子里面找到一包纸包起来的。
In his sock, they found something that was wrapped up.
里面只有一点点的钱。
In that sock, there was a bag with a little bit of money in it.
那纸上面写着归耶和华为圣。
And that money was wrapped with a piece of paper that said, "Holy to the Lord."
归耶和华为圣。
Holy to the Lord.
今天有谁愿意让自己来奉献给耶和华呢？
Today, who is willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord?
我们的弟兄给我们留下何等美好的榜样。
Our brother set such a good example for us.
最后我们来看两处的圣经节。
Lastly, let's look at two passages of scripture.
雅各书1:12。
In Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 12.
王正坐席的时候，我的拿达香膏发出香味。
While the king was at his table, my perfume gave forth its fragrance.
4:10
Chapter 4, verse 10
我妹子，我心腹，你的爱情何其美，你的爱心比酒更美，你膏油的香气远胜一切香品。
How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your oils than all kinds of spices.
这是王女或者心腹对她的良人的奉献。
And this is the consecration, the giving of the bride.
我们愿也有这样子，用这样主对我们的爱来爱他。
Because he loves us, may we also love him with his love.
是自动自发、心甘情愿的爱。
May it be completely spontaneous and completely voluntary.
是要及时把握机会的爱。
It is timely, one that grabs hold of the opportunity.
今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
Today, who is willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主早晨，我们将再把自己奉献在主的面前。
Lord, we once again consecrate ourselves to you.
我们知道，哦，你何等爱我们。
We know how much you love us.
你也愿意我们能够来爱你。
And we are willing to love you as well.
你愿意我们也像这女人一样，愿意用香膏来抹主。
May we also be like this woman to anoint our Lord with this perfume.
愿主早晨再对我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts again this morning.
好叫我们能够自动自发、心甘情愿的来爱你。
So that we may voluntarily and completely of our own free volition to love you.
好叫我们能够抓住机会来爱你。
So that we can grab a hold of the opportunity to love you.
也求你激励我们，用你的爱激励我们，叫我们对你的爱也是没有保留的爱。
Please constrain us with your love, because you have loved us without any restraint.
你用这样一个没有保留的爱爱我们，也愿我们也愿意。为自己没有保留的来爱主。
Because you have loved us unreservedly, may we also not reserve anything in our love for you.
叫你的教会得蒙建造。
So that your church may be built.
叫新妇能够长大成人，能够装饰整齐。
So the bride may grow up and mature and be well prepared.
哦，到那一天，主，我们要在你的荣耀里面与你一同坐席。
So that on that day we can dine with you.
我们就把自己完全完全的都。来交给主。
We give ourselves entirely to you.
愿你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的。
In Jesus' most victorious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.